You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Can you explain what solitary confinement is for those who don't know what the term means?
Sure. So solitary is defined by the United Nations as a very clear legal definition of being locked away from meaningful physical contact for more than 22 hours a day. And that happens routinely in New Zealand prisons.
So is solitary confinement bad then? And if so, why do New Zealand prisons use it?
I think it's a hang-up from a really archaic form of punishment, but it manifests today in a few different ways. So it is often used for punishment and as an excuse to punish prisoners who are being difficult. So, for example, the jailhouse lawyer in New Zealand, Arthur Taylor, made a Facebook post recently about how he was put in the pound, which is solitary confinement, for wearing a beanie in a cold corridor. He alleges that they were just looking for an excuse to punish him. And so we see in the United States with the prison strike, they are being punished with solitary confinement. So that's one of the ways it's used. But it's also used in New Zealand to punish victims and to punish mentally ill prisoners. It's sort of used as a way to put them out of the way, out of sight and out of mind, so that the corrections people don't have to think about what they need to do to take them out of danger or stop them from immediately taking their own lives or self-harming.
As you're just saying that corrections use solitary confinement on those who have mental health issues and, you know, have problems because they don't know how to address them. What do you think corrections should be doing then?
They should be making an environment. Well, for one, there's no excuse to deny people human contact. So even if you put them in segregation where they can be perhaps safer than they are in the mainstream population because someone wants to hurt them or because they're suicidal or whatever, then there's no reason to deny them human contact. There's other ways they could address that through regular visits or phone calls. They could spend some time in mainstream during the day and then go back to their segregated cell at night or whatever. So, but it's just about what's easiest for them. And so what's easiest is locking people up just for 22 hours or more a day.
So the new report by the Ombudsman stated that 13% of prisoners are kept in solitary confinement. Do you think this rate is slowly increasing in New Zealand?
It was definitely increasing when our researcher, Tila Moose, wrote their report on solitary confinement earlier this year. But since then, we don't know if it's increasing or decreasing. We just know for sure that it is definitely used at very high levels.
And the report also reported that there has been increased violence among inmates. Don't you think this issue of violence amongst inmates has always been around?
I think perhaps violence is escalating, but violence escalated in Spring Hill during the Spring Hill riot as well. And the conditions that led to that were long lockdown hours, long prisoners being kept in solitary confinement. So keeping prisoners in solitary confinement isn't helping with the violence levels, and it's actually increasing the likelihood of a riot or an outburst.
So yeah, your organisation, People Against Prisons Aotearoa, has been calling for an end to solitary confinement for many years. Yeah. Do you think the Department of Corrections will listen to you and actually put an end to this?
I don't think the department is going to do that by itself. I think legislative change to the Corrections Act is what's needed to stop them from using it, because as long as solitary confinement remains legal, they will continue to use it.
Do you think this is probably an issue as well with the attitude and maybe, I guess, the way corrections view solitary confinement as well? Like, do you think there needs to be a bit more institutional change within the corrections?
Sure, yeah. Because another problem right now is that corrections denies it uses solitary confinement. They just want to shut their ears and eyes to the problem. So they'll say, we don't use solitary confinement, we just sometimes have to lock prisoners away for 22 hours a day for these reasons. They're just trying to ignore the problem right now, and while they continue to do that, nothing's going to change. We need to get the powers together, get the people together, and hold them to account and make it very clear that they are using this, that there are other alternatives and they should stop using this, and then make it illegal for them to do so. That's when the change will happen.
So far it's been reported that, you know, solitary confinement's been, the period that has been reported in the Ombudsman report is 22 to 24 hours. Yeah. Has there been any case of a prisoner being in confinement for longer than that?
but sometimes, yeah, there's instances of prolonged, so that's per day, 22 to 24 hours is per day.
So they're in there for like multiple days then?
Yeah, yeah, and I know of instances where people have been kept in solitary confinement for months, and prolonged solitary confinement is internationally recognised as torture, and that also happens very often in New Zealand, where prisoners are just kept in solitary confinement for months on end because the department doesn't know what to do with them.
Mm. It's, yeah, I don't know, I find it interesting that, you know, we, the media and like the corrections reports that, you know, we have a growing prison population and we don't have enough space to house prisoners, but then they have, you know, a separate space to actually carry out this confinement.
Very often, because double bunking has become a pretty standard feature of New Zealand prisons too. And often prisoners will end up in solitary because they've been sexually assaulted or subjected to violence in their double bunked cell. And so they have to choose then between being in a cell with the person who would hurt them or being in solitary confinement. And those are the two options.
I think it's also interesting that in women's prisons, we have age mixing. So, you know, we have youth girls mixed in with women, you know, older than, 17, 19 years old. And for girls, but like the Department of Corrections gives them the option that either they, you know, mix in with these older women, well, like not older, but older than 19, or they can go into solitary confinement. Why do we have a different approach to women then?
Sorry, this is the first I've heard about that, but I'm not really sure. I just know that there are less incarcerated women in New Zealand, although we're not as aware. We need to look at the reports into the women's prisons about how overcrowded they are, for example. But they must be overcrowded because there's women being kept in a unit in Remutaka because Arohata is so full up.
Sia, what is the current state of New Zealand prisons like then?
Just full up. You know, the corrections minister recently said that it is decreasing slowly. They've gone from about 10,800 to 10,200 or something. Yeah, but right now it's just full up and it's very brutal. And goodness right. What's needed to be done is, well, for one, solitary confinement has to be made illegal because it's not helping the situation at all. But there's plenty of people in prison who shouldn't be there either. There's lots of people in there for victimless crimes. There's people in there on remand who haven't been charged with anything or who like sit a little test or pass this technicality before they're parolable, or they're sitting in there otherwise eligible for parole but they don't have a house to go to. And then there's laws like the three strikes law and the Bail Amendment Act and drug prohibition that just keeps all these people in prison where they shouldn't be. Because laws that are unjust. And recently there was a case of a woman who was sent to prison because the mental health facilities were overcrowded. And so we have a huge overlap of mentally ill people being funneled into prison.
Yeah, that's becoming an issue of its own as well. And I feel like we're not talking enough about it.
Overcrowded, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's long-term things that need to be done and short-term things that need to be done.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.